Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Well, Father God, this morning, we honor your presence, oh God. We come to repent before you, Father God, because we are human, and you said who can know his errors. We don't know all of our errors, our faults, our sins, but you do. And so, Father God, we come this morning, honoring you as the judge, as the king, as our Lord, as our shepherd. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us for sin, secret faults, little foxes that spoil our vine. Forgive us this morning. Draw us closer to you than ever before in Jesus' name. We just thank you this morning that we who are human can honor you who are divine. You are divine, oh God. And I thank you that we are divinely connected to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we honor your holy presence, and we bow down before you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit on Bible Storyland like never before. Have your way in us. Have your way this morning in us, oh God. We're counting on you. We cannot do anything without you. We can't move. We can't breathe. We can't have our well-being without you, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for your holy presence. You are holy. You are righteous, King. Ain't no God like you, Jehovah. We're depending upon you for strength, for comfort, for mercy. Your joy, which strengthens us daily. And Father God, we just thank you that you are a God who cares about your people. You are not one who just brought us here and dumped us, oh God. You are always with us. You promise never to leave us. You promise never to forsake us. So, Father God, I thank you that you have never left us. You have never forsaken us. You are always here to guide us, to lead us on the righteous path, oh God. We thank you for the love that you have for us, oh God. And, Father God, we cover our minds and our thoughts this morning with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and we receive multiplied blessings, grace and peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we have boldness to enter into your presence, oh God, through the blood of Jesus. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. I thank you that we eat the body of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all spirits of torment, fear, because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Jesus resists unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, that our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from an evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser, in the name of Jesus, of the brethren through the blood of Jesus. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We cast and rebuke out all spirits of slander, accusation, through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood against demons. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us in the mighty name of Jesus. You are holy God, You are righteous, God. And this morning, we come to lift up families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, fathers and mothers and daughters and sons and extended families, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that they are dressed right in the name of Jesus, that they are aligned with you. And Father God, we are particularly concerned about our children today. Our children, Yeke Warabaka, are in a safe place in you, oh God. I bind up rebellion, stubborn spirits, Yeke Orabaka. I say that our children will yield to you, O God. I bind up, Yeke Orabaka, every demon that sinned against our children, and I send it back to Yekora, to the second heaven. All second heaven activity is broken from our children, from our families in Jesus' name, and no weapon that is formed against our children or their families will prosper. I cauterize every demon that's brought mothers and fathers into the drug, Yeke or seen, in the name of Jesus. I cut that off at the root. I say, in the name of Jesus, mothers and fathers will begin to come out the woodwork. They will begin to serve the true and living God. They will honor to you, oh God. They won't bow to Satan no more, who drug them into the pit. But, Lord, they will come out the pit. They will honor you. They will go into the secret place, and they will honor you. They will praise you. Oh, they'll come out the corners. The drug dealers will come, oh God, and they will surrender to you, oh God. They will lay down those who've been warring in the flesh, will lay down their weapons, oh God. They'll lay down every carnal weapon in Jesus' name. They'll lay down the guns, the knives, the Uzis, and all those Yeke Orabaka, all those fleshly weapons, oh God. And they will begin to call on the name of the Most High God and repent, turn from their wicked ways and follow you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. I call forth the prodigal sons and daughters today. I say, come on back, come on back, come on back. And we welcome you with open arms. We put rings of Yeke Warabaka on your fingers, and we put a robe of righteousness on you this morning. We say that you belong to the Most High God, and you got to honor him. You can't stay in the muck and the mire no more. I call you forth this morning as God called you to come forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that God is taking all the mud and the mire off of you. He's removing the spots from your garments even as we speak. And he is calling forth you to live a righteous life. God is putting a new song in your mouth. You won't be singing that boogie-woogie no more, but you'll be singing praise and honor unto God. You'll be giving him glory and much praise and much thanksgiving because he brought you out the muck and the mire. Many people shall see that you are changed, transformed by the living God, and God himself, Yeke Orabaka, will keep you under the shadow of his almighty wings, his protection, his covering will keep you from the hands of the enemy. You will begin to praise God like never before. Yeke Orabaka. Well, welcome this morning. Today is another day God has given us. Let's worship, praise, and honor him for his goodness and his mercy. We are rejoicing. We are grateful. We are thankful to the Father for his grace, his mercy, which he freely gives, and he gives it on a daily basis. He's not selfish at all. He freely gives to his children. We are grateful for this day to be aligned with the Father and his creation. You know he created you. He created everybody in the world. And you know he's so great that he knows the thoughts and the intents of every living being, every human being. Ain't nothing secret from our Father. Oh, that's why I love him so, because he's above, high above. His thoughts ain't even close to ours. His thoughts are far above. And you know what? Father God loves us all. His heart, he gives his heart to us on a daily basis. And you know what? We must honor him. You know, when we honor him, praise him, he gives us abundant life. Yeah, the alarm clock didn't wake you up this morning. Father God blew on you, and you woke up this morning. Aren't we blessed? Let's worship, bless, and adore the King of Kings this morning. He is our Lord and Savior. Today is Children's Day. We are honoring our children today. We are honoring the children on Bible Story Land today. They are the gift that God gave us. And I say good morning to you again on Bible Story Land. I thank you for joining us this morning. Oh, yes, indeed. We are glad. We are glad that the Most High God allowed us to be in the land of the living. He called us out of darkness, and he called us into his marvelous light. And I say it is marvelous. It is great. Our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, let's show him love and appreciation today. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He is a great king. He is a great king. He is mighty, and he is great. It's Children's Day. Over our children. We declare and decree that our children will be saved at an early age while their hearts are tender and while they have hearts of flesh. I decree and declare that stony heart is moved from our children. That anger, that stubborn rebellion is removed from our children. I decree and declare our children will live out their purpose in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our children will live out all their days in obedience to the Father, to their parents, and those who have rule and authority over them. I decree and declare that our children will prosper and have good success in the name of Jesus. We call forth the modern-day Daniels in the name of Jesus who will blend, but they will not bend. They will not compromise. They'll open the windows, and they'll pray morning, noon, and night. I call forth the modern-day Joseph. They'll have dreams and visions and interpretations of them. They will give those dreams, visions, and interpretation to the president of the United States, whoever the president is when they grow up. They will also give dreams and visions, interpretations to the leaders of the nations throughout every continent, all 7 continents. They will be travelers. They will be apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. They will come forth as evangelists. They'll be warriors like David. They'll knock down they'll kill every lion, every bear, and they will kill Goliath and cut his head off and his babies. They'll be like Moses. They'll be modern day Moses. God will raise them up in their generation, in their time, and they will speak forth. They won't even stutter the word. They'll speak forth to the pharaohs of the land, and they'll say, God, the I am, the mighty I am, the Lord sent me and said to you, let my people go, and people will be let go in the name of Jesus. So I thank you this morning that we can decree, we can speak goodness over our children. So bless the children that you come in contact with daily. Speak bless. Don't speak curses over them. Speak blessings over them. Don't tell them what they can't be. Tell them what they can be. Because through God, they can do all things through Christ who strengthened them. Even if they say, I can't. No, you say, you can, baby. You can do it. So I want to read something to you this morning that was given to me a few years back. And I mean, when I think about it, sometimes, you know, I just want to shed tears because of what our children is going through. This was written by a 15-year-old, many of you have heard it before, who got an A for this entry. It's called Totally Awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the Word of God is mentioned. A kid in Arizona wrote the attached New School Prayer, New Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. In scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. There's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We are allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. Through they've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen, and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach wrong from right, to teach right from wrong. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the schools are a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul to take. Amen. So let's, you know, constantly pray for our children. You know, we got to get on our knees, pray with them, pray for them, continually intercede for our children. We want them to do, you know, to live long lives. Well, this morning we have a mighty woman of God on from Houston, Texas. Her name is Karen Itell. And she's going to play a praise song for us this morning. Good morning, Karen, from Houston, Texas. How are you?
I am doing good.
Amen. What you going to play for us?
This Little Light of Mine.
Amen. We're ready.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Thank you, Karen. That's one of my favorites. I love to get the little flashlights out, give them to my children in Sunday school and Wednesday night, and they love to shine those little flashlights. That is beautiful, Karen. Thank you. All right, Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. How are you doing this morning? Jackie, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to get
all
my
right.
food again. I'm fine. I'm doing great. Thank God. He let me see another day. I appreciate that.
Amen. Okay. What you going to sing today?
The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you.
All right.
The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. So easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. Easy to love. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. It's so easy. So easy. So easy. Woo. So easy, it's easy to love. Jesus in me, I love the Jesus in you. Yeah, the Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. It's so easy, so easy, it's so easy. It's so easy. It's easy to love. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Karen, now Jackie, I tell you what, I love those songs y'all singing. The Jesus in me, love the Jesus. And you know it is easy when Jesus is in us to love,
yeah.
to love other people. Well, this morning, we are also blessed. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie. Love those songs y'all sang this morning. Your cousin Donna had to go out of town, so she's not able to be all with us this morning, but we miss her. All right, this morning, we have Minister Stacy Holman on, and she has two beautiful children. Two of her children are on with us this morning. Bianca. Huh? I'm sorry, did you say something, Sister Stacy? We have Bianca and Jabara. I think it's Jabara with us this morning. Bianca's 8 and Jabara is 4 years. How you doing, Minister Stacy? Minister Stacy, are you on? You may have to call back in because I can't hear you. Call back in again. And press 1. Can't hear you. Minister Stacy, are you there? All right, she's hanging up. She's going to call back in. But, you know, we have to continuously praise the Lord and thank him for our children. Oh, you know, he's a good guy, and he's a mighty king. And guess what? He kept you through your childhood. Okay, there's Minister Stacy again. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me see. She did come back on, but something's happening with her phone. She'll be back in a minute. Let's give her a minute or two. We have another great woman of God that's coming on with us soon. Okay, here's Minister Stacy. Hold on. All right, Minister Stacy, are you there?
Yes.
All right, how are you this morning? Hello? Can't hear you. It must be someplace in your house that you are that we can't hear you. Can you go in another room?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you now. How you doing this morning? You got to move into another area because you're being, I can't hear you. Hallelujah. I'm trying to wait till you come on.
Hello, can you hear us now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank the Lord.
All right. Where's Bianca?
Say hey. Hi.
Hi, Bianca. How you doing?
Good.
What grade are you in?
Second.
Oh, second grade. I used to be in second grade long time ago. Are you making straight A's in school, Bianca?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Where's Jabara?
Jabria. Hey.
Jabria. Hi, Jabria. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
Do you go to BPK?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
All right, all right. What y'all going to sing for us this morning, Minister Stacy?
Oh, they're going to sing He Got the Whole World.
What?
They're going to sing He's Got the Whole World.
Okay, good.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me. In his hands, he's got you and me. In his hands, he's got you and me. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Woo, that was awesome. Two young women of God, Bianca and Jabria.
Amen.
For you. Thank you, girls. Thank you all so much. And I thank you, Mommy. For training them up in the way they should go. Oh, listen to them. They got those strong voices. Oh, you know, I just praise God for the children. They are important to him. He said, don't stop them. You know, I don't care how young you think they are. When they start saying, I want to know Jesus, let them learn who he is. Don't stop them. Don't stop them because many people have stopped their children. They say, oh, you're too young. And then their hearts grow cold and wax, and then you can't bring them to the Lord. You can't even drag them because they won't come. So let them go. Minister Stacy, you going to sing a song for us this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
What you going to sing?
Come on and bless the Lord.
All right, we're ready.
Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and shout before the Lord. Come on and shout before the Lord.
Yeah,
come
sing
on
it.
And shout before the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on and shout before the Lord. We sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and dance before the Lord. Come on and dance
comes on. Our speaker is from Middletown, Ohio. She's going to be speaking soon, but we're blessed to have Minister Donna from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister G. Guess where
doing?
We are this week? This week we're in Louisville, Kentucky. We're going over to Lexington tonight. I'm speaking for a banquet, and then I'm preaching in Paducah in the morning at 10:15. So we've got a lot to do.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right. What you gonna sing for us today?
I'm just gonna do glory to His name.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. And I have my mother with me. She may join in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where. Sing from sin, I cry. There to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to His name, singing glory. Precious name, singing glory to His name. In glory,
just stand singing love in their name. To my heart was the love, singing glory to His name.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we love our singers. I heard your mama singing with you. Thank you, well, Mom. We appreciate you. We love you all. So you, God's blessings upon you.
Thank you so much. Love you. Love you, Minister G.
Love you, too. Love your mom, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That was a pleasant surprise. Well, we have another woman of God on with us this morning. She is from Middletown, Ohio. I met her a few months ago in Middletown, Ohio. Someone's still, let me see, hold on. I think that's her sister. Let me see, hold on. Every sound comes through, so. All right, here we go. I met her a few months ago in Middletown, Ohio. She is a pastor, along with her husband, at the New Era Baptist Church in Middletown, Ohio. We're privileged to have her on with us this morning. She's going to be bringing the word of God. God has anointed her to bring forth the word. So we are grateful for her this morning. Her her name is Pastor Tori Coates. Good morning, Pastor Tori.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. We thank you.
Great.
We thank God for you and for you being on with us this morning on Children's Day. So let God have his way. Take your time. Bring forth the word. We are ready.
All right. Well, thank you. First of all, I just enjoyed the worship service and everything. Thank you for actually having me on today. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, we're ready for the word whenever you get ready.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. Thank you so much for being on, and we're ready for the word.
All right, then. Okay. First of all, since it is Children's Day, I wanted to talk on two different things. One, just to give the children an encouraging word, then also just to talk a little bit to our parents and encouraging parents during this time, during this day and time that we have, you know, at this point in time. So I wanted to talk a little bit to the parents about how to build relationships, and I'm going to start off by talking a little bit to the kids about FROG. And FROG stands for Fully Relying on God. And just wanted to give you, just remind you of a Bible story for the kids that about David and Goliath. And I just wanted to remind them how a lot of times I don't think we really fully understand the whole situation that was going on with David and Goliath at that time, because at that particular time, they had been trying to find people all over to try to do something about Goliath, because Goliath had become so arrogant and basically coming out to the Israelites and taunting them as it relates to actually being able to kill him and things like that. And so one day David, because he so fully relied on God and because of the experiences that he's had with God, he stepped up and he said, how is it that this man would even taunt my God? And so because of his faith in God and fully relying on God, he had the power and he had the courage and he had the conviction to say, step up and say, well, I would be the one that would do something about this Goliath. And so, and the thing that we tend not to understand and really believe is that David was a very young child. And so even as a young person, you all have the ability to do what God would have you to do. You have the ability to stand up to people at school who are not like Christ and to actually stand up to them and say, okay, this is not what I want to do. If you have a friend or an associate that is, you know, trying to get you to do things that you don't need to do, just fully relying on God, and just remember that frog stands for fully relying on God. So if you see a frog, remember that it means to fully rely on God, just as David did. And so that ends the word as it relates to working for the kids. Now I want to talk a little bit to the parents, just because sometimes parenting is probably one of the hardest things that we can do, that we have to do. But God has ordained us. God has blessed us with children. And when we realize what that means, we are able to take this responsibility to another level. Because basically, God has blessed us with a child. These are children that are on loan to us on heaven. Because when we get to heaven, we won't actually have these children as our own, because these are God's children. So when we really think about that, it really puts us in another light, because what God is trying to get us to understand is that there are a lot of things that we have to do in order to make sure that our relationship with our children is what it needs to be for Him. And that's to give glory and honor to Him. And the most important thing that we can do is teach our children about God and try to teach our children and instill within our children how to have a relationship with Jesus and how to deal with things on a spiritual manner. And sometimes in this world, it's not always easy to do that, but God is always present with us. Another thing that's important is imparting in them the importance of a good education and being able to do things. And sometimes this is a little bit harder to do, especially sometimes when a lot of times people who have kids who are making all straight A's, this is a lot easier to do. But there, in this day and time, there are a lot of kids that have lots of challenges. Some of these challenges may be that they may not learn as quick as others, and some of these challenges may be that they may be ADD, they may have audio problems, and not being able to just learn as quickly as other people. And sometimes some of the educators don't always teach our children based on their learning styles. And so imparting in this into them the importance of a good education is very important. Another area as it relates to imparting good education and academics onto our children is the upcoming situations as it relates to sports and, you know, dance and all of those different things, and finding a balance in how you actually do all of these different things. Because when you're trying to teach your child about God and how to have a relationship with Jesus and how to make sure that they, you know, get a good education and things like that, and then providing them with a purpose and an activity and something for them to do, sometimes balancing the three can be very difficult, and you have to be very creative about coming up with different ways. A very simple example of this is just recently my son has decided to play football, and he's lifting weights on Wednesday. He was lifting weights on Wednesday night, so we would pick him up from lifting weights and take him straight to Bible study because they were having team Bible study. But now they've moved the team Bible study to Monday night, which is at 6, and so this conflicts with the time. So now what we've decided is that either he was going to have to give up one of those weight nights, or either he can come to the adult Bible class with me and everything. And so he decided that he wanted to go to the adult Bible class. But sometimes balancing all three of those can be very difficult and very complex, but just coming up with creative ways to do that. And then the last thing, which is what I'm going to spend quite a a little lengthy time on is building a relationship with your child. This is probably a very, very important thing. And when you're building a relationship with your child, it can be very difficult sometimes because you're not always sure which way your child is doing and how your child is thinking and things like that. So, but the first thing is, to number one, is just accept your child for who he or she is. Sometimes I know there have been situations where people have always wanted their child to be a musician. They've always, you know, they've grown up with this vision in mind of what they want their child to be. But in actuality, sometimes your child may not be able to, may not be fulfilled in that particular area. And so there have been people who have, you know, pushed their child into one area, but in actuality, that child wanted to go outside and play basketball. That child wanted to, you know, play sports or something like that. So, but accepting your child for who he is and trying to develop the talent that he has and trying to encourage him to try new talents so that he can be exposed to different things is one of the most important things that you can do. Because if you're pushing a particular thing down this down your child's, you know, throat and things like that, and sometimes it can cause lots of problems. I do want to give you a scripture, 1 Peter 4:8. It says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. And to me, building a relationship is one of the most important things that we can do. But it's truly loving your child and truly working with your child and understanding different things and aspects about your child. A person by the name of Sean Covey, who is actually the author of 7 Habits of Effective People, has written about emotional banking. Emotional banking is primarily where a person, when you put enough deposits into a person's life, when there's time for you to make a withdrawal, then you have enough deposits into that person's life to cover the withdrawals. And an example of this would be if you are doing lots of different things, and I'm going to talk about some of the different aspects. If you are taking your child, if you have been understanding about a situation with your child and you let him off the hook and things like that, if you are, you know, holding up to your end of the bargain as it relates to commitments and doing what the child, you know, you said you were going to do and things like that, then when you've had a bad day and you snap at your child, which is called a withdrawal, then what happens is when this withdrawal happens, your child doesn't feel like, oh, my balance is low. You know, I don't really care about my parents or anything like that because you've already made lots of deposits into your child's life. And so that is really, really very, very important. And one of the things that is important is understanding your child, the individual. This is like so, so important because sometimes as parents, we get so, especially parents also of people who are in ministry and doing things like that, we get so bogged down with everything of what we have to do that sometimes we can forget what type of child we have. Your personality, the personality of your child. Is your child shy? The first time he meets someone, does your child have, is he really shy? Or does he go up to the person and start talking and that type of thing? Or sometimes some children are shy to a point to where once you first meet them, and then after that, they open up. Some children just automatically open up when they meet anybody. So knowing what type of personality your child is, this is very important because some types of environment that your children will be into or be exposed to as it relates to school and things like that, you know, if you know what type of personality he or she is involved in, he or she has, then you're able to say to your child, okay, now, when your child goes into a new environment and they're extremely shy, now, I know that you know, typically don't, you know, like to do things like this and you are afraid, but say, for instance, they had to do something special for school. So you encouraging them to step out and face their fears will be something that will help them as along the way. Understanding your child's academic needs, his areas of weaknesses, what classes does he enjoy, what classes does he need more support in, his learning style. Is he an audio learner? Is he a visual learner? Is he a kinesthetic learner? Audio learner is someone who learns by hearing. Visual learner is someone who has to learn by paper. Kinesthetic is one who has to learn by hands-on. And this is crucial because if your child's teacher only teaches audio, which typically most of our teachers do, they typically teach audio and visual, and they don't teach the kinesthetic, then it's very, very important because your child may not learn the concepts that he needs. And the thing is that he may not also learn, he may learn the concepts to a degree, but not fully to the event of what he needs to do. How does he or she complete their homework? When they get home, do they have to go ahead and get it completed right then and things like that? So there are a lot of different areas that we can work on. What about identifying and understanding who your child is, his interests. What kind of interests does this child have? Does he enjoy playing indoors, or does he enjoy playing outdoors? Does he enjoy both activities? That is very, very crucial about learning how to be able to provide balance. And the parents who have more than one child have to learn how to, if you have a child who just likes indoor activities, you have a child who likes outdoor activities, then the parent has that responsibility of trying to balance both of those kids' lives. And another thing that is important is, how does a child perceive love? And this comes from Gary Chapman's 5 Love Languages. And that is, does the child receive love by you doing things for them, like, you know, cooking them food or, cleaning their room or helping them clean up their room? Some children receive love by quality time and things like that. And some children receive love by getting little gifts. It doesn't even have to be a big gift. It could just be a candy bar. But just the fact that you bought him or she a candy bar, then, you know, is one of the things that your child is just really excited about. Some children love hugs and like to be sitting right next to the parent and things like that. And then some children are perceive love through words and affirmations. And so I think this is really important. And one of the things I just want to just kind of reiterate as it relates to my children, my daughter is 22 and my son is 13. I learned for their birthdays, they were two totally different individuals. For my daughter's birthdays, I always asked her what she wanted to do for her birthday, and she always wanted to have a birthday party. Always wanted to have, every year she wanted to have something with a birthday party. If I said we couldn't have a big birthday party, it was that she wanted to have at least 2 or 3 friends over, and they go do something. But on the other hand, my son was totally different. My son was went for his birthdays. What he wanted to do was he just wanted the family just to go out and celebrate his birthday. That was important to him. So each one of those children are different. And I think when we have multiple children, a lot of times it becomes a little bit more difficult for us to balance all of that. But it is important that we do try to balance those types of things. The other thing that is important as it relates to emotional banking is making and keeping commitments. A lot of times when we make a commitment with your child, you promise that we promise we're going to take them to get some ice cream. You know, as tired as you may be, and you told them you were going to do this, but something came up, and, you know, by the time you actually got to that point of taking the child to the ice cream, you know, you're just completely wiped out. So, but it is important because sometimes, you know, not keeping those commitments with our children can become a withdrawal, especially if the event that the child wanted us to do is something really, really important for them. And so that is important. So remembering to honor, honoring one another. In Romans 12 and 9 and 10, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. So just being devoted to our children in brotherly love and honoring them in these levels of deposits and just trying to do those types of things. Another thing that is important is clarifying expectations. Sometimes one of the biggest challenges we face as parents is making ourselves very clear, okay? It's, for example, if we want our child to wash the dishes, sometimes it's just, sometimes when they're, especially when they're first learning how to do this, we have to be very clear about what we want them to do. I need you to turn on the water, put the soap suds in, and I need for you to wash all of the dishes that are right there and then place them in the dish rack. Sometimes this is important. And this is extremely important if you have children who deal with ADD and ADHD, and some children who deal with some levels of learning disabilities and things like that, because sometimes they don't always get the real picture. Sometimes when we explain things to our children or we ask them to do things, developmentally they don't actually see the beginning all the way to the end. They only see just what you tell them, which is like the beginning. And so clarifying your expectations may be very helpful for you as it relates to your children. And remember that little things are big things. Making sure that you smile at your child, making sure that you are talking to your child, speaking to your child every day when they come in, hi, how is your day? You know, things like that. All of those things are very, very important as it relates to our children, and just smiling at them, hugging them, and you know, one day when you're in a good mood and you're gonna make a special meal, have a fiesta meal, or and that type of thing. So all of those things are very, very important to our kids. Another aspect of emotional banking is called showing personal integrity. And that is just making sure that whatever we do in front of our children, they look at that and they see that, and they are reminded of what type of Christian we are. And so it is important that we do that and make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. For example, not talking about other people behind our children, behind that person's back with your children, because what kind of message does that send them is that when they are not there, you will likely talk about them in the same way. Integrity is the foundation for any good relationship. Integrity basically means that whatever you do in front of people, you're going to do the same behind when people are not there. So integrity is one of those key things that God wants us to strive for. He wants us to strive to be righteous and do those things in front of our, do the things that we would do in front of our kids, and the same thing that we would not do behind our kids' backs or behind anybody's back or anything like that. And so then the other thing is sometimes, though, because we are human, is that we have to, because we are human, we have to apologize sincerely, okay? And sometimes that means that when, say, for instance, if something has happened in your family and you just completely, you've had a rough day, things have not been going well this week, which, and this has been the case for me this week, this past week, but the thing is, then you just go off. And then you kind of like, you know, really, you know, go to the extreme as it relates to dealing with things. And you're talking to, you know, about situations and you're getting all frustrated and irritated. And so then the next thing that happens is you just go off. So, it, you know, when things calm back down, then it's your job as a Christian to go to your child and say, you know what, mommy didn't handle that very well, did she? So, and just let the child know that you didn't handle the situation very good, and you apologize sincerely. And number one, this does two things. Number two, one thing is it lets your child know that you are human. Number two is it teaches your child that when they do something wrong, that they have to apologize too. And a lot of times that is so important that they, you know, come clean and they understand that they have to apologize because nobody's perfect on this earth. But, you know, you don't want to continue to do those types of things either. But when you do lose control, it is important that you do apologize and things like that. So it is with those different things as it relates to emotional banking. So to just kind of sum up what I've said primarily is that as a Christian, it is important for us to continue to teach our children about God and having a relationship with them, and then imparting in them the importance of a good education and trying to build a relationship with them. And by building a relationship, we want to accept our children for who they are. And then the next thing that we want to do is we want to be very mindful about our emotional bank of our child, by understanding our child and also making and keeping commitments and clarifying expectations and remembering that little things can be big things, and then also showing personal integrity and then apologizing sincerely. One of the things I do want to talk to you a little bit about is just for those parents who have, it's just awesome to meet people when they have children who are making straight A's and straight B's. But there are so many parents that are struggling out there because their children may have various situations going on at school. It may be that their child is not learning like the other child is learning. And so I just want to encourage you this morning that if your child is dealing with different things like that, if your child may be dealing with ADD or ADHD or learning disabilities, to just be encouraged and just continue to ask God for wisdom. Seek God in everything, no matter what, no, for all parents. Just seek God, because when you're going through everything that you're going through and you're having to trying to balance everything in your life, the only person that knows your child better than you would know your child is God himself. And ask God for godly wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in everything that you do. Now, I want to leave you with this scripture, which is, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And these are some of the things that we need to do with our kids, make sure we have the kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience with them. And then the other thing that we need to do is to bear with each other and forgive. And this is important, that we forgive our children, because they're going to do things too, because they're not human either. So they're going to do things, and so that we need to forgive them as well and not hold them accountable and hold a grudge against them. And forgive them, and then also forgive yourself, because that's important too. So as I close, do I have time for prayer for the parents?
Yes, yes. We're gonna be doing that shortly. So if you
okay.
if you want to go ahead and pray for them now, you can.
Okay, then. So do I have any extra time, or am I about close to an end?
No. You got extra time. Go ahead, take all the time you need.
Okay, then. Okay. So for those parents, in particularly who are dealing with issues as it relates to ADD and ADHD and they're having challenges at school, One of the most important things that you can do is, like I had said earlier, is begin to understand your child. Understanding different aspects about your child. And then the thing is, one of the things I think sometimes as parents that we don't do is that we, because the word ADHD and taking medicine gets such a bad rap as it relates to autism, we don't understand the importance of finding out and identifying what's going on with our child. We just say to ourselves, he's struggling at school, and we kind of just let the teachers deal with it. But we don't really, you know, take the time out to research the information. So, the thing is, if your child is struggling, if your child is making grades, C's are usually average, you know. First of all, you know, knowing what type of school your child is in, right? If your child is in a school, in a public school, and the school is in has an excellent rating or a very good rating, then you know that your child is probably being challenged. So possibly making C's may be a good thing for him. Because at that particular time, with everything that's going on, whatever he or she is dealing with is C may be the best that he can do. But if your child is making D's and F's at that school, then the thing that you need to do is find out what is it, you know. Set up an appointment with the teacher, you know. Okay, so what are we doing to try to make sure that this child is successful? Find out what the teacher is doing to try to make your child successful. If the teacher is, you know, doing lots of different things to try to make your child successful and everything is still not working, then there may actually be a physical problem. And then that is when you might need to ask the teacher, okay, I need for you to tell me, you know, do you think that my child may have ADD? Do you think my child may have a learning disability? Do you think my child may have ADHD? A lot of times teachers are afraid to bring up that information, especially in an early stage of the game, just because of a lot of the previous raps as it relates to teachers and always categorizing children into those different areas. But as a parent, we have to be realistic about what's going on. If our child is making D's and F's and things like that, then we need to try to figure out what's going on. You know, why are you making D's and F's? You know, if they're coming home doing their homework and doing everything that they need to do, then, you know, we need to figure out, well, what's going on here? And so the other thing, the next thing is that if your child does have ADD or ADHD, it changes a lot of parameters in your life, because sometimes it changes the way that you have to have your household. You know, how does he do his homework? How does, you know, is your household organized? Because a lot of times children who have ADD, ADHD, and learning disabilities and things like that, they need to have more organization and structure at home. They need to be able to have, like, a certain bedtime. They need to, there are a lot of different things that you may have to tweak a little bit just to kind of get them into what the routine that they need. So doing those types of things are important. And again, your best person to talk to would be, number one, talk to the Lord. But then sometimes also the Lord will lead you to people who are in the same struggle that you're in and coming up with different suggestions. Sometimes it may mean that your child may need to go on an IEP plan. And a lot of times, depending on the school district, they may not offer that. And there are a lot of different reasons why it's important for your child to go on the IEP plan, not just because he's going to be, quote, in special ed or anything like that. There's something also called a 504 plan. Once your child has been diagnosed from a doctor with a physical disability like ADD and ADHD,
going on a 504 plan means he has an IEP. Those things are important because it also it tells the administrators in the school system, you know, that I have to do certain things in order for this child to be successful. So sometimes with ADD, it may mean that their homework may not be turned in on the same day because there are a lot of different areas and parameters as it relates to that. You know, a lot of times kids with ADD, they tend to forget things often and things like that. Sometimes it's best to have a set of books at home so that then you don't have to worry about, you know, okay, my child forgot the book and things like that. And then the balance that you have to have with all of this is, okay, is my child trying to use this as an excuse, or is my child really really dealing with his ADD today and those types of things? So it is important that as a parent that we understand that there are so many different avenues and so many different resources out there for us, for our kids, especially kids that are having lots of challenges. And today in our society, there are kids that are dealing with all different types of things, not just ADD, not ADHD. There are kids that are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. There are kids that are dealing with bipolar. And then the thing about it is your kids are going to school with these types of kids as well. So just being able to learn and just help your child to be able to talk through some of these things are very, very important. So I'm going to close now just by saying that as a parent, we continue to do the best we can that we know how. Research, when you find out, research credible resources. Read, find Christian books. And things like that, going out to Christian websites and things like that to find out about various things that you may be dealing with as it relates to your kids, because every child is different. And even though you may have two children, both of those children are going to be different. They're two individuals, and a lot of times you have to deal with them individually. And then the other thing I just want to remind you is continue to go to the Lord in prayer and ask for the Holy Spirit to just bless you and guide you. I am reminded of a book that I'm reading now by Ben Carson about his mother and how she raised her kids. And she began to understand, and she saw that there was a deficit within Ben Carson in the fifth grade. It's his reading deficit. And what she did was, and what's so unique about this woman is she had to work two and three jobs just to keep her kids to survive, basically. She had two boys, and she had those two boys. In the fifth grade, she had those two boys. When Ben brought home F, she had Ben read a book, two books every week, and complete a book report. And so that is what she did. And before long, in the story, it talks about how Ben in the 7th and 8th grade began to get so excited because he knew so much about what was going on in school. And so it is that he went on in life to actually be one of the first African Americans to actually separate conjoined twins or Siamese twins, and is a highly recognized neurologist in today's time. And so as we, you know, read those types of things, we find out more about how to be a better parent, because that is what will help us through this journey of parenting. Thank you, Sister G. I appreciate this opportunity, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, hang on, because we are going to be praying in a few minutes. I thank God for you. That was such a power-packed message, you know, building a relationship with your child, accepting them as they are, but most of all, consulting the Most High God. Lord, this is my child you gave me as a gift. How do I raise them? You know, she covered a lot of information, a lot of food for thought.
So pray about those things she talked about. And, you know, even the diet is important. You know, the way we feed our children, I've been tutoring some children over the years, and I remember working with a child that was very confused. And even my classroom when I taught, I remember sometimes the children, after lunch, they were confused. And so I started taking, you know, note of it. And I said, wait a minute, why are they confused? And I realized, I said, every time they eat this pizza that they had in the cafeteria, they would get confused. And the same thing when I was tutoring children, I said, what'd you eat for lunch today? Pizza. What'd you eat for pizza? That certain things are not, they're called nitrates, are in like bologna, and those things are confusing our children. When we take them out of the diet, I shop at a health food store called Whole Foods. And I see many parents with their children. They said, you know, I have children, two of my children. I met a lady the other day, two of her children. She said they're suffering with ADHD. And what it is the children have trouble concentrating because of certain foods that they're eating or certain drinks that they're drinking. Certain drinks that our children drink are full of impurities that you know, if we would get, you know, the story of Daniel and how Daniel refused to eat the king's diet because, you know, he knew the pitfalls. Those boys, Daniel and his friends, they were strong physically. They were well-mannered. They were good-looking. They were smart, brilliant. God made them brilliant. But they stayed on a healthy diet. They ate what's called pulse. And that's, you know, they ate beans and vegetables. They ate the land, fruit and water, and they refused to eat all of this junk food. There was no junk food in their diet. So all of those things come in play when we are dealing with our children. You know, like Pastor Tori was saying, many teachers, you know, they won't tell you. They won't try to help you. So you got to consult Father God. You know, be aware of what's going on with your children. When you are committed to them, you're going to get to the root, to the bottom of it, when you keep consulting God. So I thank God for the message she brought forth today. You know, how does your child receive love, the five languages, you know, being devoted to your children, clarifying your expectations, you know, accepting your children as they are. That is important, to accept a child. You know, sometimes being a teacher, there were children I didn't understand. I mean, just would act out. And I say, you know what, one of my children, she would act out. Her parents would come and rant and rave at me. And I'm like, Lord, I want to have a good relationship with every one of my students. And I had 30 of them. So this particular child, I said, Lord, how can I reach this child? So I asked her and some of her friends to stay after school, help me grade papers. I would take them home. Eventually, that family became my family. I was off sick one time. The mother came over. She stayed with me. The father used to come to the school and volunteer. So we got to, you know, even though you may have five or six in your home, I had 30, but still you got to know each one of them individually. So I thank God for that message, and I want to read a poem to you. You've probably heard this many times before. If a child lives with criticism, this is by Dorothy Law Noddy. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to love like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what is truth. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to live in. So, you know, Pastor Tori covered those things. And in relationship with our children, we have to continuously pray and seek the Lord's face. He will help you. He gave them to you. So he knew. He didn't make no mistake. He gave every parent the right child and every child the right parent. So I thank God for that power pack message that Pastor Tori brought. And, you know, I want to tell you today, it is testimony time. Does anyone have a brief testimony you want to share about how God helped you to be a parent to your child or some other testimony you want to share? Just press 1. If you're already press 1, you can speak at this time. Anybody have a brief testimony? Yes. Brief testimony. Nobody has a testimony. Well, you know, I want to tell you today, salvation is necessary today. You know, Philippians 2:12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Salvation is a vital if we plan to spend eternity with God. Salvation. Now, let me tell you something. Backslidden condition is unacceptable. Backslidden condition is unacceptable. No more prodigal sons and daughters. God is calling us to repent, turn from our wicked ways, and follow him. All right, hold on. Someone has their phone trying to put people on mute so I can not have that echo. So God is calling our prodigal sons and daughters to repent, turn from their wicked ways, follow him. No man knows when God will call for them to stand before him in the judgment. So let's get right and prepare to meet our Maker at any time. Jesus said he stands at the door and knock. Do not harden your hearts. Let him in. He's the King of Kings, and he's come. He wants us to come to the kingdom. So give your life to Jesus so he can lead you to Father God. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you need prayer, press 1. Need prayer for your children, prayer for your family, press 1. If you're already on, state your prayer request.
I want a prayer request for several people in my Thursday morning Bible study.
Okay. All right, so that's Karen. Hold on, Karen. You said Thursday morning Bible study, okay? All right, hold on. I'm getting people one by one. Bible study Thursday morning. All right, thank you, Sister Karen. Okay, let's see. We have Minister Stacy. Do you have a prayer request, Minister Stacy? Okay. Let's see, some other people press 1 here. What about you, Pastor, Sister Donna, Donna Hawkins, Minister Donna, you have a prayer request? Okay, 513-267, you press 1, you have a prayer request?
Yes, for my husband, for his health and his mind, and for my daughter and pursuing her adult life after she graduates. From high school.
Good morning. You want to state your name?
This is Maria Hart.
Maria, how are you?
I am so blessed and so happy to be here this morning on the line with you, and I love you and everybody who's been speaking this morning and everybody who's listening.
All
great
right,
job.
That's our pastor. That's our pastor, Pastor Tori. That's
yes.
Maria's pastor. So I thank God for Maria coming on this morning. She's my niece. So thank God for your niece, Maria, husband and child. Okay.
I ask for special prayer for my son-in-law.
Okay, who is this?
Pastor Tori.
Okay, Pastor Tori, for your son-in-law?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just had a major situation happen with him this morning. So.
Okay. All right.
Are you speaking, Minister Stacy? Are you speaking? If you are, Minister Stacy, I cannot understand. You got to go back in that room where you can be clear because it's broken. Okay. Someone else press one here. Hold on, Jackie. Hold on, Jackie. Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
Minister G?
Yes.
All right, this is Donna Hawkins.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, we need prayer for traveling grace. We're traveling on the highway, and I'm asking special prayer for my mom.
All right.
Thank you.
We love you and your mom. Thank God for you.
We love you, too.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to ask you all to put your phone on mute so the sound won't come through. Okay, Minister Stacy, did you come back on yet?
Yes, ma'am.
You're still breaking up a little bit, baby. Go ahead and speak.
Sure.
Still can't understand you. Okay, can you speak again? Yes, uh-huh. What's your prayer request, Minister Stacy? I tell you what, we're just going to pray for you because I can't understand your prayer request. We'll pray for you and your family.
The devil don't want her to get that through.
All right. Anybody else, prayer request? Let me see. Some other people press one here.
Jackie,
Okay, Jackie.
Yeah,
put your phone on mute. I'm sorry. Other people are making a sound. Put your phones on mute. Okay, Jackie, state it again.
Prayer request for my patients, for my daughters, and my daughter, her husband, and my husband's health.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's enough. That'll cover the whole. And
okay.
Me, also, me.
Okay.
On mute now.
All right. Thank you. Somebody's still speaking out. Minister Stacy, did you come back on yet? All right. Can't hear her. Hold on. Someone else press one. Hold on. If you text me, I can't get text when I'm on the line. All right, hold on. Let's see. There's another 513. Hold on, please. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is Sharana from Middletown. I was calling for prayer request. Hi. I wanted to request prayer for my daughter, Kiana. And just
okay.
her understanding of she's 17 and she thinks she's grown and doesn't think that chores are a part of life anymore. So I just want a prayer for her eyes of mind of understanding and her prayer for her and God will protect
okay.
her this time.
All right, thank you, Sharona. That's our pastor, also Pastor Tori is Sharona's pastor. I thank God. We also have another person on here, Frank Hart. He's from Ohio also. Pastor Tori is his pastor also. So I thank God for the Ohio group this morning who came in to support us. Come on as often as you like. All right. Let's see. Anybody else press one? Let me see here. Did I miss anybody? I'm trying to see if I missed anybody. All right. We're going to have prayer here in just a minute. Minister Stacy, are you there?
Ebony?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No more.
Okay. All right. So we're getting ready to pray now. Pastor Tori, I'm going to ask you to pray for families first, and then I'm going to come in and pray these prayer requests. So if you could just pray for families first, I appreciate it.
Okay. Dear Father God, we come to you this day. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the honor. Lord, we just lift you up and we magnify your name. We come to you right now thanking you, Father God, for all that you have done for us. And Father God, we pray right now, Lord, for the families, Lord, all over this nation, Lord. And Lord, especially those families that are listening right now and have an extension as it relates to the radio, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, in the area of families where the man is the head of the household, we pray for the man, Lord, Father God, to rise up, Father God, and be who he needs to be for his family, Father God, Lord. Lord, that he will begin to go to church and seek the Lord beyond all other, Lord. And, Lord, that he will be guided by the Lord. He will be guided by God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in every area of his life. Father God, we bind the spirit of laziness and ask, Lord, that you would just give him the spirit of energy. We bind the spirit of confusion and ask that you would just give him the spirit of understanding. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We bind the spirit of fear, Lord, within men, Father God, Lord, that you would just loose, Father God, the spirit of faith. Father God, we pray right now, Lord, that these men, Father God, will allow their walls to be broken down, Father God, so that they will be able to seek you, Father God, and find godly friends, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in these men's lives. And Father God, we pray for these mothers, Lord. Lord, not only mothers of who are married, but, Lord, mothers who are single. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for continuing to give them what they need, Father God. Lord, guidance, Lord, and showing them which area they need to move and helping them, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for doing all the things they need to do, Father God, in love. And, Lord, that you will just allow them to be in agreement with their husbands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for allowing them to research and study the Word of God and find out what they need to do as a wife, Father God, and as a mother. And, Lord, if they are the single parent, Lord, in the home, that you would just bless them abundantly, Lord, and just giving them what they need. And, Father God, that you would just bless them with the ability to have the self-discipline and the temperance, Father God, and as it relates to not bringing people into their homes. And, Lord, that you would just comfort them when they're lonely, Lord. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for the children. Father God, that you would just bless them beyond all measures. You would help them, Lord, in every aspect. Lord, that when they are talking to their parents, Lord, that you would just allow their mouths to be open, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they would be able to be open so that they can talk to their parents in a respectful manner, Lord, that they will honor their parents, Father God. And, Lord, that you will begin to just help them learn. Father God, we pray for their teachers, Lord, that you would be there. We pray for those parents who have children who are getting ready to go off to college, Lord, that you would just ease their fears, bind their fear, Father God, and give them the spirit of faith. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I will beat the devourer, Father God, who is always trying to destroy the family, Lord. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I place a hedge of protection over all families in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now that godly families, Lord, will begin to rise up. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just ask right now, Lord, that you would just strengthen the families, Lord. Strengthen them and help them to find the things that they need to do, Lord. Help them also, Lord, just to understand that they have to be loving toward each other, Lord, also being able to admit that they are wrong and take responsibility for the things that they need to do, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you right now for just loving and moving mightily, Lord, and that as you move, Father God, Lord, that you will begin to see increase, Father God, in us being able to go out and talk to other people who have families, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you are a great God and that you are the mighty King, and it's no God like you, Jehovah. As we continually lift your name on high, Father God, I thank you for drawing all people unto you in the name of Jesus, every husband, every father, every wife, every mother, every child, every boy, every girl, draw them close to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare your salvation will go forth like never before in our land, in our cities, in our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus, throughout our nation. All families will begin to call on the name of the Most High God. And Father God, you wish that not one perish in the name of Jesus. So, Father, today we thank you, O God, for drawing and drawing, drawing. Give us that drawing anointing, O God, so the people will come to those who are saved and say, who is this God you serve? I want to serve him too. And so, Father God, even as they have the Bible study that Karen goes to on Thursday morning, I thank you for it being blessed. But most of all, I thank you for your anointing going forth, you being present, and you leading the Bible study through the person who's leading, that they would yield to you, O God. And Father God, I lift up my niece Maria, her husband, her child, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for salvation in that entire family. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. You said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So, Father God, you said wives and husbands being submissive to one another. So, Father God, teach them as husband and as wife how to be submissive to your will, your word, in Jesus' name. And, Father God, I thank you for her child, oh God, in Jesus' name, for his child, in Jesus' name, and the grandchild, in Jesus' name. I thank you for blessing this family, oh God, with all spiritual blessings, drawing them closer to you, in Jesus' name. And I thank you that you are drawing close to them. You said whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. So I believe, Father God, that you are drawing each and every family member in this family close to you like never before. They'll begin to call on your name for each other. They'll begin to call on you for their child, for their children, grandchild, in Jesus' name, that Maria and her husband would be a bone in the throat of the enemy, that they will come up against the real enemy that's coming up against them in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you, O God, for them, thirsting and hungering for you in Jesus' name. And, Father God, I thank you for Pastor Tori's son-in-law in Jesus' name. I thank you for that man of God. We speak salvation. We speak peace of mind. Peace of mind. Teach him how to be the man of God you're calling him to be. Draw him closer to you. Heal his body. In Jesus' name. Let him walk in health. In safety and in peace. I thank you for the love that he has for his wife, the love he has for his children. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for him coming higher, 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 higher. I thank you for a deeper call in Jesus' name. And Father God, I lift up your daughter, Jackie. And I thank you, oh God, for the ministry that she has with the elderly. And I thank you, Father God, for saving those who are not saved. I lift up every patient, oh God. And I thank you for their health, their strength, in Jesus' name, that they will begin. Calling on you. And I thank you for the prayers that Jackie prayed for every patient, oh God. I thank you for the songs of joy that she sing over them in Jesus' name. I thank you for breaking every shackle, every bond that's on them in Jesus' name. I thank you for them walking in excellent health and strength in their bodies. I thank you for the hoary-headed people that she take care of, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would all be saved, repent, and come before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would work in your kingdom, that they would not feel unworthy or useless. I bind up that useless spirit, that they will begin to call on your name like never before, even intercede for the younger people. I thank you that the elderly men and the elderly women would speak to the men and teach them how to be men, and the women and teach them how to be women, how to love their mates and their children in Jesus' name. I thank you for Jackie's daughter and her husband. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for that new couple, that new marriage, oh God. They've been married a little over a year, and I thank you, oh God. I bind the devil that would try to come up against them. I say that this is a marriage honored by you, oh God, the marriage bed undefiled, and they are faithful to you, faithful to each other. I lift up Jackie and her husband. I thank you for strength in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, that they will continually, they will continually honor you and bless you. I thank you for Sister Minister Donna Hawkins and her family as they travel. I bind Oshun, Ogun, the road demons, and I send them back to the second heaven. I send Yeke attack against them because this family is blessed and highly favored. They have traveling grace and mercy. They will be safe all the days of their lives wherever they go. In Jesus' name, in Louisville, back to Paducah, Kentucky, everywhere they go, the soles of their feet, wherever they trot, they are blessed, highly favored, and safe in you. I lift up Minister Stacy and her family, oh God. I thank you for her husband. I thank you for our children, particularly those that sang this morning. Bless those children. Draw them close to you. I thank you that they will be faithful to you all the days of their lives. I speak blessings upon that family. In Jesus' name, health and healing. I lift up Sharona and her daughter, Kinara, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know her name. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, O God, Yeke Orabaka, as she grow and mature. In the name of Jesus, I bind up rebellion. Yeke, Yokonamakade, that demon that tries to cause them, Yeke, to speak against their parents. I bind it up and I send it back to the pits of hell. I say that Yeke, or submission, is her portion, that she will submit to the ways of her parents. She will hear her mother's voice and she will be obedient to her. I thank you, Father God, that she will honor her mother, she will honor her father. And she will be obedient to them in Jesus' name. And I thank you for Sharona's healing in Jesus' name, that she is healed by your stripes. I plead the blood of Jesus over her. I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. You are healing Sharona and all your people physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, in every way we are whole. I bind up a downcast spirit. In the name of Jesus, your word says, why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. So, Father God, I call your people lifted up today. They are holding on to your unchanging hand. They are spending time in the secret place. They are shutting down everything that doesn't even look like you. They are calling on your name. They are lifting up holy hands. They are praising you. They are honoring you. They are blessing you. So, Father God, I thank you for Pastor Tori, who came forth with that mighty word. Bless her. I bind the devil that would try to come up against her. I bind up Ekorabaka, that demon that would try to attack her because she brought forth your word. I cover her with the blood of Jesus. I bind the backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. In Jesus' name, I say that Pastor Tori is blessed and highly favored of you, and nothing by any means will harm her or come against her or her family. I thank you for a husband who brings forth the word at New Era Baptist Church in Jesus' name. I thank you, oh God, for bringing them higher in you. I thank you, Father God, for drawing them closer with you, closer with each other. And I thank you for families that are on today, families that they represent. I thank you, oh God, for the health and the strength of the family. I thank you for strength of the family, oh God, the family unit. And I thank you for order in the families, the husband, the wife, and then the children. I thank you for order, your order, your order, your order. I speak forth godly order in families in Jesus' name. And Father God, I lift up the children. You know, the children are precious to you and precious to us. I bind that rebellion in Jesus' name. I bind up strife with their parents or with those who have ruling authority over them. I speak a quiet and a peaceable spirit over our children. I speak health, 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 abundant health. I bind up asthma, yeke, flu, fever, colds, runny noses, yeke, orabaka. In the name of Jesus, I say that our children are healthy and well. I bind up ADH, learning disabilities, and I send them back to hell yet can't order. Our children are brilliant. They are easy to learn, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Our children are brilliant. I speak brilliance on our children. And I bind up all those learning disabilities, autism, yeke ora baka. Every learning disability is bound and sent back. Yeke ora baka, yeke hu na ma neke. I bind up that demon that would try to get our children to take yeke or medication for this and for that. I say our children will eat healthy. They will live healthy lives. Their minds are clear. Yeke ora. Their minds are clear of the garbage that the enemy tried to send them. Their minds are clear. Yeke. They have clarity of thought. I bind confusion. Yeke ura baka deke sheka. No more confusion to our children. They have clarity of thought. They learn and grasp concepts quickly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Most High God. Well, it's closing time. Now, I have an announcement that I want to make to you. You know, many times Jesus went away and spent time with his Father. And so now it's my time to take off for 1 month. I'll be off for the month of May. We will return and resume programming for Bible Storyland for Boys to Men June the 1st. We will be back on. I need to spend time in the secret place, so allow God to pour back into me, to refresh me, to renew me, to strengthen me. And, you know, I'm in Word Bible College, so I solicit your prayers. I will be graduating in June. Each one of you are invited. The details will be forthcoming. So I'll be off, like I said, for the month of May. So I look forward to speaking to you again June the 1st. You have my cell numbers, so you call me, pray with me, pray for me, request prayer. But I will be spending a lot of time in the secret place. So I hope you continually lift me up and pray for me. You know, I thank God for the word that went forth this morning. And I'm praying that each of you will have a blessed week, a blessed month, a blessed year. Continually seek the face of God. You know, the answer is in God. You know, those questions you have, God has the answer. I love each of you. God loves you so much. Receive his love. Be obedient to Father God. Seek his face like never before. And joyfully praise him. Adore him. Show adoration. And I look forward to speaking to you again, as I said, June the 1st. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled weekend, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. So I look forward to hearing from each of you June the 1st. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Don't forget to praise the Lord on a daily basis. I love you. Have a great day.